are here at the 2018 Money 2020 in Kony DBX's. This is not a booth. This is a like a suite.
It's very sweet.
Exactly.
Huh? Who would have thunk? Yeah, this is really impressive in here.
We're here to talk about the digital banking experience.
It's right. We're all looking for the perfect user experience, especially in the digital realm. And you guys got that covered. So give us a quick synopsis, because you're coming at it from the strategic perspective, right?
Sure. Yeah. So me and my group, we work on the implementation side. So you had a chance to talk with Ed Gross earlier. Ed represents a lot of what we do in the product. Think about what me and my team do as from the product, taking it forward to help customers go live.
Mm-hmm. And so what is that process like? Because it sounds very obviously strategic, but you got to know the steps and the processes and procedures, right?
Sure. Yeah. So it's a variety, a lot of variety for folks, depending on sort of where they are in their journey. We talk a lot about digital transformation. We talk about a lot about digital maturity. Mm-hmm. Our goal ultimately is to help people understand more about their business using data and insights from their real customers to help that drive impact into their business. And so that could mean a variety of ways to engage. You know, we sort of say from out of the box to totally custom. Mm-hmm. We can do everything from apply branding and help stand something up to help get them going, or we can invent a total cross customer experience.
Something totally custom? Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Exactly. Do you have any examples of something custom or something along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a few. I mean, sort of like at the highest level, kind of quick walkthrough. The way we kind of do the custom approach is we start with some digital strategy. We start to understand a lot about the marketplace, what customers are doing, the nuance of the business, and then start to map features and needs from that market research and customer understanding back into the business goals. And that drives a lot of then what we go do from a design perspective around whether we treat the experience from a scrolling perspective in app or a wizard approach or those types of things. And that manifests itself into the retail banking. And then our group is responsible for making sure that we're also helping customers think beyond just the digital banking experience and where the touch points are then into brick and mortar or marketing or some of those types of communications as well.
I asked Ed this question too, the importance of all this though. Why is it so important, and especially in today's arena?
Yeah, it's massively important. I mean, you know, there's the two companies in the world that are worth the most money, Apple and Amazon, start with the customer first. And so the context of understanding who your customer is, what they want, and how we can go meet them there and deliver on that expectation is extremely important. And our position is, the platform is an accelerator for everybody we work with. Mm-hmm. So if you were with Kony, if you're on Kony DBX from a banking perspective, you already have a heads up on everybody else. And the goal of my team is to help come in and finish off that 1-2 punch, help people punch above their weight class in their category with features they wouldn't have otherwise been able to access, resources they otherwise wouldn't have had, all understanding who the user is first and making sure that we're driving back to that. Because the paradigm is set. I'm sure, you know, you understand Uber's done it. Amazon does it. Those guys are using data, and that's the expectation of your consumer, mm-hmm. regardless, because outside of banking, they're doing things like ordering on Amazon and mm-hmm. calling an Uber.
Mm-hmm. So are you guys leveraging the data as well?
Yes.
To achieve this?
Data is a huge piece. That's actually one of my probably biggest missions and points of passion is helping our customers understand their data better. And we've got some things coming even around pushing beyond sort of the data from the platform and helping them merge that with more of an ecosystem view as well.
Yeah, because credit unions are now discovering that they have a gold mine of data, but then they don't know what to do with it yet.
Yeah.
So is that what you do? You come in and say, hey, let's prioritize this stuff. This is the good stuff. This is what you should be using?
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of always joke, only it's maybe not that funny, that banking, you know, in general is extremely data focused. It's, you know, that you talk about the risk and the mitigation and the everything else that goes into making decisions around a customer profile for a bank.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the digital space of that, that sort of all gets left behind. So we're trying to help, you're right, we're trying to take the gold mine and turn it into something that can drive real business and ROI.
And they will be very appreciative, I bet. Oh my gosh, they have so much data, they don't know what to do with it. So, all right, last question here for you. And I asked Ed this as well, kind of a, where are we going with all of this stuff? Where are we going with this, you know, wrapping up 2018 and then going into 2019?
Sure. So, so we do have some exciting announcements coming around from Kony and what we're trying to do to continue to push that customer experience. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a big believer in going to the customer first and listening to them, understanding what they need, what their, you know, troubles and challenges are. Mm-hmm. That applies to us as we make the platform better. It also applies to our customers as they try to help their customer base. So we've got some fun stuff coming around pushing that engagement a little further. And then, you know, like I said, the data piece is a big piece as well, helping folks stitch that together, understanding how to drive their business in a way that is measurable and repeatable, those types of things.
Very exciting stuff. Trevor, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.